This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are we so easily fooled? I wake up and I see these stories and I think to myself, these people must think we're idiots. This one is about the electoral map, and it's a lefty. It's CNN or somebody, MSNBC, and they're shocked that Donald Trump would win the electoral map, that Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes, electoral votes, to beat Donald Trump. They're shocked by this. And I'm thinking, really? You're shocked by this. So it's almost like saying, I'm shocked when I go to the grocery store. I haven't been in 3 years, and I'm just shocked. I'm shocked when I go to fill my car up. I'm shocked when I go out, take the kids out for dinner, or we go see a movie. I'm shocked at the prices. You're shocked about everything. But, you know, with Joe Biden's presidency, you're shocked that Joe Biden's Secretary of Defense was gone for 4 days and nobody missed him. You're shocked by this. I'm shocked by nothing this administration does. I wasn't shocked when I found out that his freak show of a nuclear dude was the luggage thief. I wasn't shocked by any. I'm not shocked by anything I learned about these people. You know what would shock me? If something they did actually worked. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The electoral map shows Trump beating Joe Biden. Now, if you're shocked by that, if that surprises you, what the heck have you been doing? Where have you been, Rip? The idea that Biden could possibly win is insane. If that's what should shock you, if you're thinking Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump, Joe Biden didn't beat Donald Trump in 2020. You should realize that by now. The shock should be, why is it taking us so long to prove that the Democrats cheated in the election and they set up January 6th, and at every one of the indictments that they have against Trump that's related to January 6th is nothing more than fodder, and everybody in that food chain should be arrested, should be either put in front of a firing squad because they're traitors. They did a coup against this nation. They invalidated your vote. And if you're going, Kevin, you're being harsh. You're talking about, no, I'm telling, isn't that the penalty for traitor? A firing squad? Are you kidding me? I'm not shocked that Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in 2020, and he's going to crush him in 2024, so much so, they can't even cheat enough to beat him. And here's the other part. What kind of brain do you have to have in your head to want more of Joe Biden? What kind of fool do you have to be? Who would want more of this? Who would want a guy who can't even... Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not even trying to be funny. This man can't change his depends. This is a guy that can't get up, can't keep a lucid thought in his head without somebody whispering in his ear. He has to be handled to do everything. I feel sorry for him. He should not be leading this nation. He should be in an old folks home being cared for properly and not being put in front of us, propped up with a stick up his butt and somebody moving his mouth for him, telling him, Lloyd Austin is my best friend. This is insanity. We're supposed to be shocked that Donald Trump is ahead with him on the... are you kidding me? I told you, I don't... Give me your poll. Oh, Donald Trump is beating... He has 272... So Donald Trump, they showed that 2 votes enough to win. And then they talked about, even if Joe Biden wins Wisconsin and Arizona, these what they call, I guess, theoretically purple, is what they're considering these states. And it was Colorado and Arizona and Wisconsin. I remember those three for sure. Pennsylvania was another. Even if Biden won those, he couldn't beat Trump. No kidding. But here's what I can tell you. Those states aren't purple. Those states are solidly red. Every state practically in this union is solidly red if Democrats can't cheat. Unbelievable. These people want us to fall for this kind of nonsense? And it's kind of like when people talk about January 6th. You guys have heard me say this. And they're like, well, now I am starting to believe it. And I'm like, look, don't believe any lie related to January 6th. Like, you know, it started off as kind of a conspiracy theory, but now I'm starting to believe it. And I'm going, it never was a conspiracy theory. It's always been orchestrated by the left, orchestrated by the Democrats. So when you placate it by saying, well, I've now switched over or whatever, you're giving it credence. It never had credence. It's been a lie from day one. True story. I want to move on. I want to talk about J.P. Morgan. Sadly for Republicans, I've said this before, I don't want it to be true, but Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrats' nominee for president. I know it hurts. And I just explained to you, he can't beat Donald Trump, but neither can any other Democrat. It doesn't matter. They can shoehorn in another candidate, and now I'm going to get to that in a second. But it won't matter. The word is leaking out. No second term for Joe Biden. We can thank the Lord for that. But I would rather he be the guy we run against. And for all the reasons that I've stated on multiple shows, the guy's incompetent. He's also debilitated. He's not going to be able to run a good campaign. He's going to put the Democrats on Front Street, meaning if he is your representative and we watch him continue to deteriorate and go down, 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 he's going to represent them. And when that blast goes off, because Joe Biden is going to implode, the shrapnel is going to hurt the entirety of the Democratic Party. So I want him to hang around as long as they need him, but I predicted that they won't. And so did somebody else. And this guy's an analyst for J.P. Morgan. And he did a statistical analysis on when Biden would leave the race. And I find it intriguing. His name is Michael Symbolist. And he posted this thing called 10 Surprises for 2024. Now, this is a guy that's not focused necessarily just on politics. He's focused. He's really a market analyst. He's a Wall Street guy saying, here are the surprises that are going to happen in the coming year. Like the gold will hit 2,500. I mean, or something like that. That's what you're expecting from this guy. Well, his third surprise was Joe Biden's going to leave the race. That's his third entry. Raised eyebrows among the uninitiated, but it didn't raise a single eyebrow amongst my staff or our team, because we've been going, yep, we know. He says that Joe Biden's going to drop out sometime between, oh, can we hold that and talk about it in a minute? Now, I'll go ahead and tell you, he says he's going to drop out between Super Tuesday and November. Now, that doesn't exactly make the guy Karnak, because Super Tuesday starts on March 5th. I have said Joe Biden's got to start his exit plan well before that. And I believe that's going to happen. When we return, we'll analyze what Symbolist had to say and dig a little bit deeper.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How do you explain the groups that have supported Joe Biden for so long, Democrats for so long, now kind of looking around, actually, not, and among young voters, too, not just that they're looking at Donald Trump, but they're looking at other choices? How do you explain them sort of straying from this president, from the Democratic Party?
So I'm gonna be super mindful of 2024 as we're into an election year. Look, we understand what the American people went through these past 3 years, right? We came out of a pandemic, right? A pandemic that we haven't seen in 100 years. And when the president walked in, the economy was upside down. And so we get it. We get that. So it's gonna take a little bit of time for folks to feel what the Bidenomics has been able to do. That's not something that I'm saying. That's something that economists have said, right? It takes a little bit of time. But it doesn't mean that the president's not going to continue to work.
Don't you love listening to the talking heads? She said nothing. I mean, the past 3 years, you know, we came into, there's a pandemic that we haven't seen in hundreds of years, and the economy was upside down. I mean, do you have to understand how detached this person, these people are? So we took the upside down economy and we flipped it. And now it's 10 times worse than it was. But see what we did there? We took a good economy and we made it bad. And now people have to wait and see how it really feels for them. And it isn't us saying this, folks. These are experts. These are economists saying this. I want you to just think about the logic. Past 3 years, they've been in office. We came out of this pandemic where the economy was upside down. In other words, that economy you loved, where you could pay your bills and you could get a job and inflation wasn't eating up your raise, et cetera, et cetera. And we screwed it up for you, but we gave it a cute name. We're calling it Bidenomics, and now we're going to sell it to you that it's great, and we're going to get you some experts that will remind you of how great it is so you don't feel the pain. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Happy New Year, people. Again, I'm going to say this to you for a while, but it isn't because of us having such a great 2023 and going into this year. It's not because of that. It's because we have a year coming up to get rid of these lunatics that have been running this country. This is the biggest election of your lifetime coming up. We've said it many times, but I promise you, this is the biggest. And I don't know that it can get much bigger until the next one. Because we won't have Donald Trump as our champion in the next one. We're going to have to build our next, you know, warrior. But here's the good news. Trump has completely remade the thinking of politics. Thank God for that. We've had politicians who, I mean, they see this as a game. You finally have a guy who's serious about making change. And he's going to win again. I believe, as much as I believe in a loving, living God, I believe Donald Trump is going to be the president and serve his rightful second term. And whoever he picks as VP is going to be somebody who can take the mantle and move it forward. Hallelujah. Be like, I'm in church. We were talking about Wall Street analyst, a guy named Symbolist, and he's a strategist, rather, for J.P. Morgan, and he says sometime between Super Tuesday and the election, Joe Biden's going to get out. Now, I've already told people this. You've heard me say it on the show. Joe Biden's not going to be the Democrats' nominee. They would be crazy to bring this guy in. But Symbolist gave a chart, and he said, here's why, here's when I think it's going to happen, and the whole thing. We wrote about it, so you can go see it on the website. But before I get to what he says, I told you guys the other day, I said Vegas agrees. Vegas put out a chart, and Donald Trump was by far the leading candidate to become the president of the United States again. And there wasn't a single trend line in those Vegas odds that were good for the Democrats. See, what I like about Vegas is Vegas takes the emotion out. You get a real idea of what people think because people think what they put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. So Trump was a clear leader in Las Vegas. And Americans like him. I don't care. Look, I know what the narrative is. They love Donald Trump. And they like him because he's real. Let me give you these numbers. Democratic nomination for Joe Biden, they say 71% that he gets the nod. It's a 12% for Gavin Newsom. Now, this was done probably, we talked about this, what, 3-4 weeks ago? I would bet you if I look at the Vegas odds right now, I bet you those numbers have gone down. And by the way, Biden's numbers had gone down 0.2%. GOP nomination, Trump, 82.7%, up 0.7%. For Trump to win the presidency, smart money gives 42% on Trump, 29% on Biden, 8% on Nikki Haley, Gavin Newsom just under 7%. Those are the numbers. That's Vegas talking. So, I mean, and I'm going to relook at those because I think it'll be worth doing a comparison to tell you what it is. But look, there's the obvious stuff with Joe Biden. There's this age. Axios, there's a guy's name is Jim Vandehey, and he discussed how age had suddenly become a factor for Joe Biden. And here's what he says. Biden's reluctance to acknowledge his physical limitations at age 81 is causing some tension on his team, as senior aides and First Lady Jill Biden push him to rest more and be vigilant about his health going into 2024. Now, if Biden's age is a surprise to anybody, I mean, seriously? And then you compound that with his physical disabilities. I'm talking about his dementia. And it's a wonder the Democrats aren't embarrassed that he's their front runner. But Symbolist predicts that Biden's going to bow out for health reasons. And then the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is going to have to name a replacement. Now, just think about what can of worms that opens up for him. When you say, look, Biden's leaving, so who do we pick? Well, the obvious pick is Kamala Harris. So what's going to happen there? When you think about potential landmines, and what are the landmines for us? I mean, if you could say, well, Trump wins the nomination and people don't like him. Okay, fine. If you want to go with that, that's fine. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Donald Trump is the most popular Republican in the race. There's a reason for it. He's not just popular amongst Republicans. He's popular amongst blacks. He's popular amongst Latinos. He's popular amongst kids. He's popular amongst middle-aged fat ladies. You name it, Donald Trump is popular. He's brought the independent vote. He's brought the Democratic vote. And the reason is, he's a known entity now. You can talk about, oh, he's a mean guy. He has mean tweets. Who cares? He gets stuff done, and people love that. Let me just tell you this. Joe Biden has crippled the low and the middle class voters. His economy has caused him to lie to people, blatant lies, and the only attack he has on Donald Trump is he's a threat to the democracy. And that whole narrative is being blown up as we speak. The Democrats are in big trouble, and J.P. Morgan just acknowledged it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 missions. Artemis 2 will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis 3 will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is trying to run his campaign on the idea of January 6th. He's running it on the idea that he's going to save the democracy from Donald Trump. And it's not working. We're getting to the bottom of it, and every single day we get closer and closer to the truth that we already know. And I'm going to tell you, I love watching leftism die. I do. It's the one death that I actually enjoy seeing it take its last breaths. When lies get exposed and you see the agonizing death throes of whatever nonsense the leftists have proposed, it's like, I love it. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I think we added one more warrior to our program. Thank you guys for signing up to be one of our $20 recurring donors to help us defray costs. We've been doing this 15 years. I would be embarrassed to tell you what we pay our folks. And I'm gonna tell you this. If I paid them based on the hour and the time they put in, maybe they get 10 cents an hour. I'm not joking. I don't even know if it would be that much. It's probably free. Cause we put in an exorbitant amount of time. And if things were fair, we'd be banking, man. We'd be making crazy money. I saw this thing. It showed Bongino Bannon and all these guys that are just going crazy banking, and they form this consortium where they all share leads and stuff. And no offense to them, but we're just as relevant. There are people like Joe Messina, myself, and many others out there who are just as relevant, but we don't get to be in the big boys club. You know, and it's one little break that did it. I remember when Bongino and I were talking right before he left NRA TV, I was on Fox. And we were talking, and he said to me, Kev, he goes, hey, I got something up, man. Well, he was coming over to Fox, and I got fired, and then he got his show. And, of course, later on they dismissed him because, quite frankly, it wasn't that entertaining. But that was the transition period, and we were tight because I was bigger than him. He was on NRA radio TV, and I was on Fox. But I never not talked to him. I always treated him with respect. And, by the way, I'm not beating up on the guy. I'm just telling you the way it is. But now they form the big boys club, and the little guys like us, we don't get in. But are we as relevant? Absolutely. And you want to know why? Because we get our inputs from you. We cater to you. This is not about us. This is about our audiences. Every person that I would name, I've got friends in radio that are profound. They deserve bigger audiences. I try to give it to them. Charles Love's a perfect example. Charles is an intellect, better than anybody I've named. better than Bongino, better than Bannon, honestly, probably better than me. I've said this of Larry Elder. When Larry got his radio show on Salem, I sent him a note so he could use for a promo. I said, hey, congratulations to Larry Elder for getting the radio show. Front of, I said, a guy who's probably better than I am on radio. What a, he deserves it. It was a great message, a message of endearment. And by the way, I love the guy. I mean, he's a great, I mean, as a friend to me, he's a great guy. Larry's got his quirks. So does everybody. He's a freak. Larry's got his freaks. But when it comes to talking politics, the guy is cold, cold-blooded, as we would say back in the 60s. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about this agonizing depth of leftism. And I'll use Matt Walsh as an example. When Matt was out there talking about women, he was destroying leftists over the idea that you can't even pick, you can't even tell us what a woman is.
There's a real profit motive here. You know, there is billions of dollars at stake. Big pharma, the surgeons, therapists, counselors, you know, the doctors who give the hormone pills, the so-called puberty blockers, which they say are temporary and reversible, but they are neither of those things. In particular, Lupron, we talk about in the film, is a drug that is a chemical castration drug. They give it to sex offenders to chemically castrate them. And we give that now to children. So it's neither temporary nor reversible. A lot of money, though. And here's the thing. So you got a six-year-old boy who is confused about his gender. Either you could say to the boy, well, you're really a boy, and that's what you are, and that's a wonderful thing, and that'll be it, and that's what you should say, but there's no money in that. So if, on the other hand, you bring him to a therapist, and the therapist says, oh, well, then you're really a girl, now that child, to the therapists and counselors and doctors and surgeons, is worth millions of dollars through the rest of his life. And I think that is a big part of the story.
And it is. But then Matt goes on, and I'm only using this as one example of leftism because I want to get into what Romney said about January 6th. He was foreboding to Joe Biden that you better get off your nonsense. Well, I'm saying to leftists, you better get off your nonsense. People are waking up. Here's another one where Matt Walsh, I think he was on Dr. Phil, destroying leftism, watching. Do you want to talk about loved watching leftism die on national TV? The nonsense of transgenderism and all this body of dysphoria and dysmorphia, whatever they call it. Matt Walsh gave a clinic in it.
There should be no construct of gender, just sex. You're either male or female.
Right.
And someone feeling in a mental, emotional way that they don't identify with the sex that they have been biologically created as and assigned at birth based on their genitalia, if they don't feel that way, that there's no construct that describes that, experiences that.
Well, that's got nothing to do with the reality. So you can feel however you want. I mean, I could sit here and say that I feel like a tomato plant, but that doesn't mean that I'm actually in those things. So your self-perception, you can have whatever self-perception you want, but you can't expect me to take part in that self-perception or to take part in this kind of charade, this theatrical production. You don't get your own pronouns, just like you don't get your own prepositions or your own adjectives. You know, it's like if I were to tell you, my adjectives are handsome and brilliant, and no matter whatever you're talking about me, you have to describe me as handsome and brilliant because that's how I identify. It makes no sense. You don't get your own pronouns. That's grammar. That's language.
So you think it's a delusion? Someone is self-delusional.
Yeah, I think it's delusion. It could be mental illness. It could be it's a lot of different things. With children, wow. You know, there's also just a basic confusion that all kids have. Like that's why when you hear someone, a parent say, "Oh, my 4-year-old son came to me and said that I'm a girl now, and so that's what I'm gonna raise him as a girl." No, you're 4-year-old. I have 4 kids. When a 4-year-old boy comes to you and says, oh, I'm a girl, here's a good follow-up question. What is a girl? Ask him what he means by that. What do you mean by a girl? And when you ask him that, here's what he'll tell you. He will tell you what he really means is that he wants to do some of the things that girls do, like play with the dollhouse or you know, he likes the color pink. That's fine. Play with the dollhouse. But you're still a boy.
And I want to play this last clip of Matt because he's talking to some trans person. And he destroys them. And then we're going to get into the January 6th stuff and what Biden's been trying to do in order to his new campaign, his attack campaign on conservatives. But here's Matt Walsh explaining to a trans person that he's not buying into their nonsense.
This is an important question. You said you're an EMT.
Yes.
Okay, if you're responding, to a health emergency, biological male, somebody with a penis is having a medical emergency, and they say to you, I think I'm having a miscarriage. Would you check them to see if they're having a miscarriage? Would you consider that a possibility for them?
No, but that's because some people don't have body parts. Doesn't mean they're not a woman.
Okay. Sounds like we've established there are some people who, in principle, can get pregnant, and there are some people who can't. So there's two categories, otherwise known as binary.
Lots of women can't get pregnant either.
Yeah, but they're still of the nature to get pregnant. The only
but
reason
they can't get pregnant.
Yes,
but truth matters, right?
It does. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Truth matters, and they can't get pregnant. That's the truth. So how are they still women?
Because they are for the same reason that I can rightly say that human beings have two legs. And if a person is born with only one leg, that doesn't call into question the statement that human beings have two legs, okay? A person being born with one leg doesn't mean that now legs are on a spectrum, and we can't say anything at all about how many legs a person has. Who knows? They could be a centipede. You know, they could have 100 legs. No, we know human beings have two legs. If a human is born without two legs, something went wrong. They were supposed to have that second leg. Something went wrong. If you meet a person on the street who only has one leg, maybe they had an accident. Maybe they were in war. Maybe something, you know, maybe they were in a car accident. Maybe they had cancer. A leg was cut off. But you know that something went wrong because by their nature, they're supposed to have two legs. Same thing for a woman. A woman by her nature can get pregnant. A man by his nature never can.
I'm going to stop it there because we're going to run out of time. But what I will tell you is this. That man is brilliant in explaining things and saying, let's just look at this logically. And it's irrefutable. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks. And I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lloyd Austin, AWOL, absent without leave. From January 1st through the 4th, Joe Biden didn't know where the top dog in the military, his Secretary of Defense, was. And the man is in the midst of startle. Joe Biden has wars going, and he's planning new wars, and he can't even find his boy. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The level of incompetence of that administration is endless. It's boundless. But in Joe Biden's defense, Lloyd Austin is black. And Lloyd, Lloyd can play by different rules. Lloyd's like, what? What, you expect me to show up on time? What? Mr. Racist President? What, you expect me to be accountable? What, Mr. Racist President? You expect me to be able to do my job? What? How racist are you, Joe Biden? You ain't black. I think it is so funny that, can you imagine if Donald Trump's defense secretary disappeared for 4 days? How long would it take? Donald Trump's defense secretary couldn't disappear for 4 minutes without the, Donald Trump has got the world in, he has totally got America in trouble. We're in peril. They go on, they talk about this. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan ultimately informed Biden late Thursday, soon after Sullivan himself learned that Austin had been hospitalized. Austin was admitted to the hospital on New Year's Day due to complications from an elective surgery. That was from CNN. CNN reported that. An elective surgery. But look, I don't know what the man got done. I think it was to put his male genitalia back. You know, I don't, maybe he found them. They had been misplaced. But he found them and he got them reattached. And he's like, you know, don't let anybody know how they were missing. I don't know what he was doing. I said he either got a facelift or he got his male genitalia. Because he's got some mean countries to battle. And, you know, a boy got to look good in front of the camera. How bad is it that this guy was gone for 4 days and nobody noticed? Biden didn't miss him, at least if you believe the narrative. Biden didn't know he was gone and didn't care. And I repeat, he did not know Austin was having this surgery, and thus, that's AWOL status. But there is the possibility, and I mean, if we're on the subject of how competent Joe Biden is, there is the possibility old Joe didn't know. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Old Joe, he was told and he forgot. Lloyd's like, hey, Joe, I got to go get reattachment surgery, and I'm going to be gone for a few days. Where's that, Lloyd? Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Look, I don't know. Regardless of how things shake out, this can't look good for Joe Biden. It does not look good for Austin. And certainly, if you're our enemies and you're watching America and you're going, the number two guy disappeared. No one know. No one even know. Yeah. Oh. Why invade Taiwan when you can invade America? Heck, the Chinese flew a spy balloon over our entire country. Where was Lloyd then? Have we even ascertained that? I mean, certainly we should be able to geo-track his phone and know where he was when a Chinese spy balloon was flying over the country, Mrs. Secretary of Defense. Was he hanging out with the luggage thief? God. I mean, wouldn't that explain why the Chinese have been running roughshod over us? Why they've infiltrated every aspect of our government. They've infiltrated academia. They fly spy balloons over the place. They reclassify materials supplied to them by Vice President and Senator Joe Biden. And now even his son is in partnership with him. I mean, doesn't this explain a lot? Man, what about Biden's war in Ukraine? With his defense secretary, MIA, you should feel very confident that the money we're sending to Ukraine, these tens if not hundreds of billions of dollars, is certainly being looked at. You know, they're keeping up, boy. Lloyd's all over it. Elective surgery. Complications from an elective surgery. I want to know what it is. Now, I want to know what Lloyd had done. What did he do? Did he get an eyebrow lift? A tummy tuck? What did he get that would take him out of circulation for 4 days? Does anybody remember the Cuban crisis? We only had days to respond to that. What if we, I don't know, maybe we had something similar to that. I know there was an issue with the Solomon Islands not that long ago, and the Chinese benefited from that. Where is there accountability in this administration for anything? I want to see how they cover up for him. I'm anxious to hear the plan. What's the media going to actually say about it? Because you remember this. When Joe Biden screwed the pooch in Afghanistan, Lloyd Austin came on TV. I remember,
well, this is the best evacuation ever in the history of mankind, and we did really good, and, you know, everything was good, and we served some ribs and some Kool-Aid to the people leaving, and so what, 13 Marines died, and it was chaos at the airport, and we left billions of dollars of equipment and money for the Taliban, but it was as best as it could ever be done, and I'm going to go back and, you know, sit with old Meemaw.
I mean, it was so unprofessional that even as I joke about it now, I'm sitting here going, I can't even do it justice trying to make stuff up about it. You killed 13 Marines. It was chaos. You left Americans behind. There's probably still Americans in there going, they ain't never coming to get us. They ain't never coming. People were running for their lives. I heard a videotape. Do you remember this? My producer's looking at me like, yeah, we probably have the tape. I heard a video of audio tape of somebody going, if they don't get us out of here soon, we are done. We can't keep running from house to house because the Taliban was breaking down doors. Anyway, I go back to this. Look, the good news for Lloyd Austin is nothing's going to happen to him. Yeah, he can claim racist. If he don't report to work, he'd say, hey, occupational hazard of hiring an affirmative action brother. And people get mad. Kevin, you don't know if he's affirmative action. You don't know anything about Lloyd. You're right. I don't know anything about Lloyd Austin. Here's what I know about him, though. Here's the little bit that I do know. Joe Biden hired him. Yeah. Mic drop. Beep. Joe Biden hired him. So you got to live with this. The man that oversaw the de-escalation, or whatever you want to call it, when we left Afghanistan, came on TV and said it was the best. People were talking about it was worse than when we tucked tail and ran in Vietnam, helicoptering people. I don't know if you remember, there were Afghanis hanging onto the wheels of airplanes as they took off. They died as those jets were taking off. I mean, can you imagine the level of desperation you have to be hanging on an aircraft while it's taking off? That's how bad they wanted to leave. It was chaos. And they described, you would have thought it was, I'll tell you what you would have thought. You would have thought it was January 6th tapes of the insurrection where people were walking through the Capitol listening to the girl from Ipanema like they were in a shopping mall, being led by the very people who they say, oh, these people were in peril. The Capitol Hill police were so brave. Everything these people say is a lie. I don't know what Lloyd Austin had done. I don't know. Did he get a mole removed and something happened? By the way, how does this speak to the VA? This is the top dog. And he had to go back in for complications to his elective surgery. Maybe he got a sex change operation. Maybe he's going to come out and he's going to be Lawina Austin. Do we know? Well, I'm anxious to get the report. And this is one of these few things where the story isn't that big of a deal. I mean, it is a big deal because he's the number two. You know, he's the guy that's running the whole war machine. But in the scheme of things, we have bigger things to talk about. But I got to tell you, I am curious to know what would allow a man at that cabinet level position to go AWOL and nobody know. That's incompetence. But I will say this. We didn't miss him. Joe Biden was on vacation for 13 days. I don't know. I mean, he was out of touch. He did nothing. We didn't miss them. We don't miss anything these clowns do. We have a government that's sadly running on its own and with the occasional inputs from Joe Biden and his team, and that's when things go awry. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.